Om Shanti and good evening. Today we have a very, very special class and dialogue bestowing throughout the cycle. For those of you who are first timers, I would like to give a short introduction of Didi Sudesh. She is a spiritual luminary for 60 years. She is joint administrative head of Brahma Kumaris, and she is also director of our university in Europe, and also director of Gyan Sarovar, the Academy of Better Learning. She is well known for her ability to really connect with the heart of people of all tradition and faith, and she has very generous nature, not only in sharing the knowledge, but the curiosity to find out more about every human experience. So, tonight, Didi will be interviewed by Linda. Sister Linda is born in New Zealand. She lives in Australia. And she has been with Baba since 2004. She had the opportunity to interview many BKs and record amazing stories about their spiritual journey. I asked Linda what she is passionate about, and she said she's passionate about loving people. She worked in cancer care, and this March she is starting a new job in training and education in mental health with the Government of Australia. So please help me welcome Didi Sudesh and Linda tonight.
Good afternoon. This interview with Didi. The role of bestowing throughout the cycle. Some of these questions have been a joint effort, and I'm looking forward to the answers and spending this time. So Didi, you were introduced to the BKs in 1957. Who were your examples at the time, and how did they inspire you?
Om Shanti. I believe it was the year of the special year of the bestower of blessings. I was blessed first day by Baba himself, not with "may you bless," not with hands, not with words, sound, not with coming close, from a distance. I saw him, the body of light. Now it is translight picture, but was no frame, but it was very transparent experience of the image of light. But in practical, anyway, second day, I came, Baba had gone already. He was passing through Delhi. And I used to come after my university college studying, 12 o'clock, no, 1 o'clock college finish, coming back 2 o'clock at the center. At that time, Didi Manmohini ji was the in charge of all the centers from Ahmedabad to Srinagar. And Baba and Mama used to come in Delhi. That was the main center. All seniors were also coming to Delhi at that time. So everyone was very special inspiration. But first inspiration was Mama. Mama came and stayed few days, about a month actually. Jagdish Bhai had written some book, one book, and he wanted to get just like to be proved whether it is right. So, proofreading. It was written by handwriting. No typewriter was available at that time. Available, but center couldn't afford at that time. So Mama said she cannot read Hindi handwriting. If you have time, come and read to me. So I started reading, and she used to give very gently. I read and said, keep a separate piece of paper and note down what she wants to add or alter a word if it is needed. And with great love, with care, she should to listen. I realize how much respect she has this. And after that, she used to speak the significance of what was written in this manual. I always enjoyed that. One day suddenly said, Sudesh, the teacher in charge of the center is not, many teachers were there at that time, Kumaris, he is not able to go to attend this class of the group, afternoon class. Can you go and conduct class? I said, Mama, I was surprised. I have never conducted the class. She says, what you read to me, do you understand it? I say, very much. You like it? I said, of course. It's very interesting, especially when you have chit-chat after that. That is very inspiring and very beneficial. And with great love she said, something you yourself understand. You like it very much. It is beneficial for you. You think it will be beneficial for others also. I say, I think it is very inspiring. She says, then what is difficult in sharing what is beneficial and useful? You don't have to conduct the class. You just share what is beneficial for you and what inspired you.
Well, that sounds absolutely wonderful. So how old were you?
16 years old.
16 years old.
Yeah. Oh. And so she trusted me. That was the thing. Encouragement was there. And love. And that kind of creating self-respect in me. And not created a fear. Oh, this is a class. No, you just share what you like it. Sounds made it easy.
Wonderful teacher.
Yeah. Yes. And then Didi Manmohini, was a mother, a friend, a very strict disciplined teacher, very simple, but very straightforward, authority, spiritual authority. She was balanced in everything, because she was right hand of Mama in Karachi, and the controller, it was called Miss Who Management, everything in management committee or with Mama management. And she used to go to conduct class. One day, but she was old, not so old, but must be at that time late 50s or early 60s. Her niece, Didi Manmohini, her knees were weak and no operation was possible. Situation did not allow because it was very economical time. They tried to make everything possible what is. So used to walk, Bap, Dada, Bap, Dada, Bap, Dada. That was her medicine. And very accurate in morning Amratvela meditation. Very loving friend of mothers. Very good to how to handle the family. One day, when she was, her body was not so well, she said, Sudesh, I cannot go today. And class is arranged. You go and conduct class. I said, Didi, they are waiting for Didi Manmohini to come. And here the girls go and conduct class. What they would think? They would say, Sudesh has come to class. She with great love said to me, you go. My soul will enter you. And you will conduct class. I said, how can you, your soul, go out of the body and enter in my body? I was also innocent. I didn't understand. She said, what Baba was going to touch is going to touch me, or in the class was going to touch me. At that time, as I am appointing you there to go, so Baba will touch you and conduct the class. This was her giving again a kind of giving the surety and humility and showing that it's giving such kind of awareness that Baba is touching, you are just an instrument. Third was Mama in 60. And Mama anyway, but Mama came again and I surrendered myself, my parents surrendered me. That was first Kumari in public, officially surrender ceremony. That is a different thing anyway, different story. So Mama sent me in a center. And that was actually, my auntie was running the center. She was not well. So Mama asked my father to go and help my auntie the center so that she will learn also and it will be help. When I went there, it was very difficult for me. All these people, elderly people, their householders, their problem of mother-in-law, sister-in-law, husband and wife problem, children problem, and for me, I don't know anything about it. Murli was okay to read. I enjoyed reading Murli. I enjoyed conducted class. I enjoyed giving small talks, different places in the temple, or somebody left the body. Small group. But the problem was this family problem questions. So Mama was again had come in Delhi. This is 1960. So she invited me as well in the teachers group. I said, Mama, I don't want to stay in the center. She says, why? I said, I told the problem, I am so small and these people are my grandparents' age. They are like my grandmother and grandfather, and all the family problem I do not know. How can I answer their questions? Mama said, Sudesh, I did not know you are so body conscious. I said, Mama, I am telling you the problem with honesty. What is body conscious in this? She says, you are saying, I am so young in age. You are thinking yourself body, and you are remembering body's age. Is soul 18 years old or body 18 years old? Soul has knowledge or body has the knowledge? At that time, you remember what Baba said in the Murli and with, say, whatever I can give, I answer it. Be humble. Don't think that a funny question they are asking. Don't doubt in them. They have an honest answer. And let Baba answer them. So next day, too, in Murli, you read it, pay attention, and then say, see, Baba is answering you. So this was the practical experience of early days of inspiration.
Wonderful, wonderful examples. And how inspiring to spend the time with people who are going to give you so much of their...
Yeah, to speak.
Oh, thank you for sharing. I have another question.
Can you
hear me?
Yeah, no.
You can hear me now, okay. What do you see as your role as a bestower at this time in the cycle?
Helper of God. Baba says, always consider yourself Khudai Khizmatgar, in service of God. And God has come to remove the sorrows of everyone and tell the cause of sorrow. And Baba's knowledge is the power. But the main thing is love and mercy for the souls. That feeling in the heart, and at the same time, the balance of happiness that we have, the joy and power we have, the fortune that we have, that how Baba has helped us. The whole world is suffering. Why are they suffering? Because of vices. We are also clearing our karmic account, but not with suffering. With understanding, paying account, matter, we have misused matter, and now we have to take care of matter. Body is helping me, my instrument, and some I must have used the organs in somewhere wrong time, wrong in the copper and iron age, and now I have to return home. I cannot take account with me, so I have to clear it. So in this way, intoxication on one side, balance and bliss of God, that God is my helper, yoga power is helping me, and then Baba loves all his children, so he directly is speaking, but souls are not listening to him. We are instrument. I am instrument or a spiritual agent to tell them that come here, you can be helped and your suffering can be removed. So can be having this consciousness, Khudai Kismatgar, means helper of God, in service of God. So godly server. And it is his job, he is doing, we are an instrument, then definitely listening to them with patience, having at that time sympathy with them, and also keeping very clear in mind that these souls are helpless. They know vices are harmful, but they cannot conquer it. Reason, they don't have knowledge. And so helping them to tell them the cause of suffering. Not directly vices, but body consciousness. And body is not suffering. Body even doesn't know what is suffering. Body does not feel pain. Your leg is broken. Ask the leg, is it painful? Leg, are you painful? Hand, you are broken, are you painful? Hand does not know. So body is not suffering. We are suffering through the body. So in order to heal body, you have to be powerful. So not giving the vices knowledge first. First give the knowledge between the soul and body. And who is suffering? Who is happy? Body or you? Body is healthy, but does not know I am healthy. Body is sick, does not know I am sick. When you never say, my head is aching, my hand is, so it is your duty to take care, but you are not this body. So knowledge first, and then the medicine is relationship with God. God is the healer. So he heals the soul and gives the power that you can take the pain of the body, or you can tolerate the pain of the body, or you can handle the pain of the body as an observer. Then giving the secret, don't change pain into suffering. Because of ignorance, people change their pain into suffering, and that becomes karmic account. So in this way, gradually lead them into knowledge, yoga, dharana, and receiving blessings from others. Of course, when body is sick, you need three things. First thing is medicine, because body is the property or the child of nature. Your parents became instrument to give you birth, but they did not shape your body. Body is shaped by nature, by matter. So body is baby of nature. So nature will take care of body. So it means you need to have medicine. Nature cure, allopathy, homeopathy, Ayurvedic, whatever suits you, you take the medicine. So first is medicine. Second is blessings from others. If your relationships are good with others, their good wishes will help you. Don't at that time blame others. Trust nurses and doctors. They can. So your attitude should be, while you are bodily sick, don't blame anyone. So respect the medicine, respect doctor and nurses. Second thing is good relationship with others. So you receive blessings through that. Third thing is, main important thing is your yoga power. So with yoga power, you are able to bless yourself, and Baba gives the power to make you face that situation and, of course, clear the karmic account.
Well, I'm being a note taker here too. I'm going to enjoy watching this back. There are quite a lot of new BKs that are still coming into the fold. So how can new BKs become a bestower in a practical way in their early days?
Then we have something. Bestow means give. Shower, presentation, present, help, all is called bestower. Giver, forgiver, merciful, loveful. So when we actually, new ones, first begin to love themselves, we also learn to love ourselves. Love ourselves does not mean love my body, care my body, take care of the body. But love does not mean I embrace myself. Love myself means this knowledge that Baba has given, peace is given, happiness he has given, purity is given, blessing is given, knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, blessings. So we tell them that God help those who help themselves. This is an old saying. And what is the help? The help themselves is to maintain, to support. Help is support. Health is cooperation. Cooperate and help your qualities to develop, your peace to increase. Instead of saying you should meditate more. Of course, people in the beginning say we don't have time. But you love yourself and you want to be best over. So make your best qualities you have. Past is past. Best, keep two separate things. Past is over and best is going to come. Or the worst is gone, best is going to come. After the dark night, bright day comes. So you are new. You have everything actually best received. Many Brahmins have prepared so many things. Our inspiration in knowledge are many Brahmins. Brother Jagdish was the best inspiration in journeying, in going into depth, inspiring how to serve, keeping discipline in life, encouraging others, sitting patiently and suddenly inspiring to do something. Brother Jagdish Bhai, I was new. I was at that time living with Gulzardadi in first center in Delhi. Kamla Nagar it was called. At that time, a system was started. 7 days, purity peace, purity week, wisdom week, peace week, shanti saptah, purity saptah, week. 1 week, same topic, into different things. And I was always interested. I used to go and attend every time and take notes. One Sunday morning, he suddenly says, Sudesh, you have attended all the lectures of the week. I said, yes. You have taken notes. He saw me taking notes. You have taken notes as well. These mothers have not been there. Brothers also have not attended. Can you tell the essence of this? I say, myself. He said, but you have heard it. Whatever you remember, you can tell. So this is way. He trusted and inspired me and made me sit on gaddi and start talking.
Oh, it sounds like lots of inspiration.
Inspiration. Another new example, very new. Still I was in college studying. Gulzardadi used to come to Rajouri Garden. She was living at that time Brother Brijmohan's parents' house. There was a center. Gulzardadi was living there. She used to conduct lectures or special programs in Rajouri Garden. It was Navratri time, the 9 days goddess time. Lecture was on nine goddesses, Navratri. I came from college in my college dress, in my ordinary dress. I was sitting in the class. She says, Lal, she used to call Lal, me jewel. Lal, me jewel. Come inside, come. She called me and she says, Gulzar has sent the message that she cannot come. Perhaps body is not well. Can you give the lecture? People are sitting, waiting for. I said, myself? I am in college dress. She says, you can wear my sari. I said, I have never worn sari. She gave me her petticoat, her blouse to wear, and put sari upon me. I did not know how to make sari. And she made me to sit on the stage. So I spoke about 25 minutes, 30 minutes on Goddess Saraswati, Lakshmi, Durga, Kali, because I had done bhakti, so I know the stories of the meaning also that Baba speaks about. Suddenly, one main brother of Rajkumar, the main person, he was engineer in Delhi Electric Supply, Delhi Electric Board. And he was sitting with Jagdish Bhai, or any other brother was there. They were on the last row, had come, and they also sat there. And they start talking with each other. See how doubt in your own self. I thought, perhaps I am not giving a right lecture. I am new, and Dadi has put me in Gaddi, and these so clever brother, Jagdish Bhai is so clever, and I don't know, I am like a baby, and I am giving. So what they were be thinking about me? I immediately winded up the lecture and Om Shanti. Jagdish Bhai came to me. You were giving such a nice speech. Why did you stop it? I said, I thought perhaps I was not giving the right speech. So your own imagination, your own doubt and lack of confidence makes... They were thinking best. They said, we were appreciating that she's courageous, that Dadi put her on the stage and she, being obedient, said yes, and she's giving a nice lecture. And you said that you were not giving, we were not criticizing you, we were blessing you. So sometimes blessings of others we doubt because of lack of faith in the self. So new students can be encouraged by encouraging them, trusting them, giving them opportunity, and also pure heart. What happens? One weakness in maybe instrument is quite good, and new souls are young, but they are very clever. They are not necessarily 100% yogi, but they are good in knowledge. They give course, they give class, students emerge. They are good in giving lectures, and the student appreciates them. The teacher thinks, why are they appreciating them? They forget that the fruits and leaves are on the branches, not on the root. Definitely they will appreciate them. So in order to inspire others, we have to have deep dharana within ourselves, that Baba can make anyone instrument. God can touch anyone, even the good one, new ones as well. An old one does not have to think that I am old and I am experienced and this is born because of I gave course. No, anyone can get the knowledge and then be inspired by Baba through anyone. And in order to give good wishes, we should become, take a mirror to your own self. That if I am clever in giving, making everyone very best Brahmin, then how meant to have, I have given knowledge? Why some have worn and some are gone? So my honesty and good wishes and my own checking will help others also to grow, and they give, we make them bestower of blessings for themselves as well for others.
Well, that's very inspiring leadership skills. Thank you so much for sharing. You've actually answered most of my questions. One that comes up quite regularly. So sometimes it seems that I can give and it never seems to be enough to satisfy a soul or souls. What are your thoughts to have to just keep moving forward?
We don't also have to have patience, because their own capacity to hold, their own exercise to work. Doctor gives their best medicine. If patient is not taking it, then doctor cannot say, I cannot help best. Or from my side, with honesty, I have to give them the love. I need to listen them with patience. I also have to give them time. Of course, some have some inner problem. They will repeat again and again and again. So I don't want to make them dependent on that as well, that taking too much time and not actually working on themselves. So with love, we can say, have patience. Baba will help you. I can help what I can help.
Okay, I was wondering if you would be okay to open it up to the audience to see if they have any questions.
Yes.
I kind of think that I've got, this has been such an amazing sharing already, and I'm sure that there are many questions that souls have.
10 minutes are there only. Then seven.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes. Yes.
Yeah. Is there a
yes. Just the microphones, please. Does anybody want to put up their hand? Anybody got any questions?
This morning has been very good questions answer session. Daytime 11 o'clock class. 9:30 class till 11 o'clock class. Then I think it's okay. And Baba has said that it is the power of love bestower to become bestower. Love is the main power. God is love. It is love for the children that Baba has come. He has not come to give the knowledge. He has given knowledge, understanding the cause of suffering, because He wants to remove our sorrow. Like today He said, His liberator, and then His guide. Then being the teacher, He guides how he should make effort. So His bestower as our, the bestower of blessings as Sadguru, the giver of love, bestow upon us the showering love as the mother and father. then as our sweet friend, so that whatever is in our heart, if any kind of thing is troubling us, he says, make me my friend. And by following his Srimad, automatically blessings are there. So giving and receiving blessing is also a method. And eternal blessings from God actually goes throughout the whole cycle. Because Baba is eternal, his blessings are eternal and everlasting. Last week, Avyakt Murli was very subtle. In that, Baba spoke about that this is the season. Now is the season of you sow the seeds and you get continue to receive the blessings. Use your time. You are blessed for the time that you, confluence age is the time of blessings. And then you are blessed for 2,500 years. They make your breath soul conscious, benevolent. You will remain healthy for 2,500 years. Make your wealth, donate for the benefit of others. You will remain wealthy. Worship, respect yourself, godly qualities, and respect others. Yeah, later on, your such statues will become the instrument, give blessing to others. And then, but always remember, blessings, source is from Baba. God is the bestower of blessings. Always say, God bless you. God bless you. Don't say, I bless you. I consciousness has got to be there. When I is there, blessings do not work. When Baba is the bestower of blessings, inshallah, means God's wish would be fulfilled. God bless you. And so when I am conscious, I am on the instrument, and then giving blessings, that helping them, it becomes blessings automatically. Baba changes into blessings. Knowledge becomes blessings. Purity is the best gift and blessing for us because it makes us worthy to be worshipped. Srimad itself is very powerful umbrella of protection, and that is blessing, protection. So all godly power and knowledge is the blessings from Baba, and always intoxication that we are blessed by God, and these blessings we share with others. Automatically, happiness is bliss, is also by keeping balance, is always blessings of bliss. Throughout the cycle, in fact, we are blessed, and those who are blessed, they are protected. Those who are blessed, they are healthy, wealthy, and happy. Those who are blessed, they are successful in everything. So in order to receive blessings and give blessing, by being knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, powerful, blissful, merciful, successful, then we are always full with the blessings. Baba says, I come here as Satguru to shower upon blessings upon you. Not saying may bless you, but automatically his wish is blessing. In his drishti is blessing. In his smile is his blessing. In his vibrations are blessings. When we are meditating, what is happening? The matter is being blessed, purified. Purity is blessings. So we are blessed by God in every aspect. And then our statues do the work of blessing, instrument as blessings. Om Shanti.